How you doing, guys? Tracy Lucas at Lucas Vision Photography. So, today I want to talk to you guys about having your own model group as a photographer. The ups, the downs. There's more ups to it than down, depending on who you get in your group. Because the main key is that not only you and the model that you have great chemistry, and most important of all is that the other models that you have in your group, everybody gets along. When everybody gets along, you all can have a good time. Do group photo shoots is like having another family to look forward to seeing until the next project. Me, myself, I have two different groups. I have one group called Savage Models. I also have another group called Lucas Vision Models, which technically their name is really Laser LV, but Lucas Vision Models what they're basically known as of. I started Lucas Vision Model first. Then at the same time, a couple weeks later, I started Savage Models. I actually did more work with Savage Models than I did with Lucas Vision Model. So I end up mid-2023, decided to reamp the Lucas Vision Model. And right now, I got five ladies that I work with. And each one of them brings something different. Each one of them have their own talent. Each one of them have goals that they're trying to achieve in the model industry, which is just breaking off doing their own clothing line. Got two of them that started on YouTube channel. It's just coming together like a family to support each other, which we know in this industry, the hardest part is getting support from your own family. But if you got a group of people that you can talk to, hang out with, it makes everything goes a lot smoother because you got the support system that you always wanted to have. Right now, you can see the ladies on my YouTube channel. We get together and do some photo shoots. Got some behind the scenes stuff. That'll be Lucas Vision 4812 on YouTube. The other two ladies, we also have their YouTube channel, Lovely and Chanel, Let's Talk Real. You can find them on YouTube at Let's Talk Real 23. And we got great stuff coming up. The girls are learning basically how to edit and create their own stuff. It's like they're learning on the job, just like I had to learn on the job. It's just now I have somebody I can bounce ideas off of, where we can try our best to grow our channels and to see more in other directions besides just photography or modeling, because they are definitely trying different things, different collaborations with designers, other models, and they also got interviews coming up as well. So definitely look out for Let's Talk Real 23 on YouTube. But the biggest thing, like I said, about having your own group is you got a group of people that you can depend on more than your own family. I think so myself. Because you want to work, they want to work. It's like nobody is dragging. Nobody's just like, ugh, I don't want to do this right now. It's like they're constantly saying, we want to work. We want to work. And I take them around to different locations to show them where we can take some great photos. It's like we went to this one spot called the JC Arboretum. We mostly stayed towards the front because some of the girls wasn't feeling too good. So we stayed towards the front instead of having me walking them all the way around. Then at the end of it, they started feeling a little better. After we just sit there and start talking, then I took them further back and they looked at me like, why did you not bring us back here? Because you guys wasn't feeling good. So we definitely gonna go back there again. JC Arboretum, that's in Raleigh, North Carolina, close to the state fairgrounds. It is a beautiful place to take photos all year long. We definitely gonna go back when the spring or summer when all the flowers are bloom. It's a great place to go to. Definitely, if anybody's listening and you want to have a nice outside fashion show, that would be a great place to do it, the JC Arboretum, in the very, very back. Now, the other girls in the group, Jaquana, Kyra, and Queen, they are definitely play big support in the group as well. Jaquana, she's basically like the main leader of the group for the girls. They all made her the leader of the group because she has been doing this for a minute now. So they definitely have somebody who they can talk to and get ideas to themselves, and also somebody who can keep them going, up their game, who constantly reminded to do something different, up your game. Then you got Queen, who is starting her own boutique as well, and she also has her own collection of clothing lines that she is creating herself. Then we got Kyra. Kyra is right now, she is still in high school, but she's graduating this year, 2023, senior. So we definitely got those girls going in the, hopefully in the right path so they can achieve their dreams. Then we have Savage. Now, in 2024, Savage will be getting a new uplift, so we can get Savage back going the way it was before, because the girls got busy. And I say the girls got busy, it's like they took off in their own thing, their own direction, what they wanted to do. Got Zoe Walker. She's been doing stuff in New York, getting published in different magazines across the world. She's been on a billboard in New York. She's been doing different things with different designers in New York. Then we have Shantae. Shantae is blowing up in North Carolina. She's in the Durham area. She has her own studio where she's teaching kids to become models, become better young ladies, take care of themselves. She's doing big things too as well. Then we got Deanna Lyons. She is doing modeling, runway, and started her own makeup line too as well. Then we got Shaniqua. Shaniqua is basically, she's just taking it for the ride, and she's one of the top models that I have on the team, because she's been doing this for a minute as well, and she's right now get ready to get herself back together to hit that runway, because she had a little foot injury that held her back. So now she's getting ready to get back on that runway. So definitely the girls that I have are winners. And don't forget about Miss Glamour Girl. Glamour Girl has came and she's been on just by every magazine cover on Caviar that you can think of. She is definitely one to be a force with, because when I first met her was at a meetup that I did for Valentine's Day a month before COVID came out. And ever since then, she's been nonstop, cover. So it's not the fact that I don't have time for the girls for Savage. It's just Savage, every single one of them has took off in their own directions, and I'm very, very, very proud of what each one of them has achieved. So right now, it's just trying to get the name Savage back out there, and see what everybody thinks about the a remake of Savage. I know everybody got their own life outside of modeling and photography. It's just, you know, one of those things you got to keep pushing. Then also back on the Lucas Vision model side, I have a new assistant director. She is be doing all the behind the scenes videos for Lucas Vision models and also Lucas Vision photography on my YouTube channel and also my TikTok page. She does all the behind the scenes stuff. She come up with different ideas with the girls to what to do for posing. She's definitely doing photography herself. She has a great eye for photography. Can't wait to see what other stuff she comes up with, because she has some great ideas. And her name is Damn Ashley on Facebook. That's right, I said it. Damn Ashley on Facebook. And she just started her page called Damn Ashley Photography. So make sure you go check her out. But yeah, the group is growing. The group is definitely what I feel like. I have a team of ladies that are here to help each other no matter what. Because one of the things that you always see that people do a group, you always got that one person that hating on the next person. Not in neither one of these groups. Each one of these girls are supporting each other. They can't wait to work with each other. They can't wait to see each other. It's like when they see each other at a fashion show or whatever, it's like they're seeing one of their own relatives. So being a photographer myself, having the ladies to work with has been tremendous. I can't wait. I'm always looking forward to seeing them myself because it's like having my own little sisters, because I actually got one model that actually knows a lot of my relatives on my mother's side and my father's side, so we might as well call each other cousin. So, yeah, having your own ladies or males as you're in the group is the best thing there is. Now, one thing I don't do, I don't have them sign any contract that ties them down to me, because I don't want to be the person that stops them from losing an opportunity to grow. If somebody comes along, see what how well they are, what they're doing, I'm not stopping them from growing to the next level. Because that's the whole purpose of us getting together, is to grow, get to the next level. So, yeah, so I noticed there's a lot of people out there doing contracts. I'm not doing no contract with you ladies. If they need to go and do what they need to do, go for it. I'm not going to hold you back. I'm still going to cheer you on just like I cheered you on when you was here. So, yeah, if you can find the right people to do your own model groups or photographer groups or whatever you're looking for, do it. I would say it's definitely worth taking the risk coming up with your own model groups. Now, some people just get one or two models and call it that, but I definitely wanted to have at least five on one team, five on another team. And yeah, it's been great. It's definitely going to grow. That also may be an opportunity for 2024. I may be starting a third group. Putting it in the air right now, don't know for sure. But yeah, if you are in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, Cary, Durham, Chapel Hill, Clayton, Knightdale, surrounding area, don't be afraid to look me up on Facebook, Lucas Visual Photography 1, and also Instagram, Lucas Visual Photography 1 as well. That is the number one, not the word one. And also on TikTok, Lucas Vision Photography. If you are looking, find me. You also can find me on YouTube, like I said before, Lucas Vision 4812. So, like, subscribe, follow, and I hope to see you guys out there taking some beautiful pictures. Good night.